Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, scattered flurries, cloudy with a high near 20 degrees. Tonight, a chance of flurries through the night, increasing clouds with a low around 13, wind chill values as low as 1 below zero, southwest wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Saturday, snow likely mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 18, wind chill values as low as 1 below. Saturday night, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 4, wind chill values as low as 6 below, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 29 degrees. And in the news, incumbent Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug La Follette declared victory on Thursday with three counties still having outstanding vote totals. Waukesha County released its vote totals Thursday, but Milwaukee, Monroe, and Washington counties have yet to canvass ballots. This is a victory for the people of Wisconsin who chose to keep the supervision of elections out of the hands of corrupting partisan influences, La Follette said. I am excited to move forward working with Governor Tony Evers and the Republicans in the state legislature to secure the resources and staff the office requires to provide the services that we are obligated to the people of Wisconsin. We need to move this office out of the basement and let it work for the people. I also am looking forward to continuing my work to protect and preserve the absolute splendor of the natural resources of our state. La Follette said that, according to a report in this morning's Beloit Daily News, La Follette's Republican opponent, Representative Amy Loudenbeck of Clinton, stated she is still awaiting the results of the final three counties. La Follette has served as the Wisconsin Secretary of State for over 40 years. He served from 1975 to 1979 and then served from 1983 to the present, the Beloit Daily News article added. And another state news, this from the La Crosse Tribune. As the next legislative session nears, the top Assembly Republican has repeatedly signaled that he may prioritize efforts to add exceptions for rape and incest to the state's near-complete abortion ban. The openness to exceptions from Assembly Speaker Robin Vos appears to be a compromise following a midterm election that saw considerable Democratic turnout driven largely by the U.S. Supreme Court order striking down Roe v. Wade. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already signaled he would reject the proposal from the Republicans. He has said that signing such a measure would be acknowledging the state's 1849 abortion law remains in place, something he does not want to do. Signing those exceptions into the 173-year-old law could also produce negative legal ramifications for the Democratic lawsuit challenging the ban. With Wisconsin's split government left in place following last week's election, it appears unlikely that any sort of legislative agreement will be reached, and almost certain that the future of abortion policy in the state and the standing of Wisconsin's existing abortion ban will likely be decided by the courts. Information for this report comes with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.